Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Thank you. going on, boys and queens? Oh, wait, hold on.
And put your hands together.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. So, you know, I told y'all girls that I am definitely on my summer vacation, so I don't do the shows on Tuesdays and Wednesday now. And we're going to start back in September. But I told y'all to look out for my Facebook page, look out for my IMs, because if something's big and it's happening, I'm going to come on the air, and I'm going to bring it to you. Well, I'm not going to bring it to you tonight. The legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, is definitely going to bring you a hot exclusive story here tonight on Blog Talk Radio, Tins or Chops, honey. Well, you remember last week, Monday, we had dropped a story about these 15 girls that they had made legendary in the Baltimore area. Well, the girls from Baltimore was on the phone with the East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, mistake. And it was a mess, and they called me about 9:30, and they gave me, girl, can you plug in the show, or could we just, hey, we have to wait until Monday? I said, no, we're not going to do it on Monday because we're going to have the recap of the ball, the D-up ball. So, you know, we're not going to have a lot of time to do it on Monday. So, you know what? I said, I'm going to see. So I went to Blog Talk Radio, and I went to my account, and I did the magic and everything, bitch. And I told Nicole, if the girls really want it, bitch, we can get it. All they got to do is tell me yes, and all I got to do is press submit. And I submitted it, girl, so now we here. And without further ado, I'm going to bring y'all host on for the evening, the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Kahn, the legendary Nicole Kahn.
Hey, what's going on, America? What's going on, Blog Talk Radio and everybody in the rooms? What's chills?
Well, it's a lot going on, girl. I have never seen
you
so
heard
many
my
Baltimore
conversation.
Numbers. I have never seen so many
Baltimore
numbers.
Oh, yes,
numbers
I wanted
board,
to welcome Baltimore. I'm so happy today y'all are here. And the people that y'all want to direct, because y'all don't want to direct this to me and Kelly or myself, y'all want to direct this to the coalition, the Ballroom Coalition, who said that it was not true that y'all can be deemed legendary. Oh, Kelly, hold this post one more. This is Deja. I have to take this. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on. While we wait for the call, I have the legendary icon herself on the phone. It's the legendary Kool-Aid Ebony. It's on my airwaves. Hey, sister, what's
going? Hi, everybody. What's going?
Well, I'm sorry.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, oh, you dear, and Rodney and everybody, and as far as the icons, myself and is here, they are on the line. I have spoken to them directly, so from Baltimore, if you have an opinion, if you like to express your opinion about how you feel about how Baltimore is mistreated or the lack of attention or whatever it is, I am giving you, because my sister has to go with my other sister, because it's her birthday, it's Monique's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama.
And they're going to the club, so we have an hour so that you can express, because that's what this platform is for, to express
how
you feel.
They got it until 12:45.
Yes, to express how you feel and, you know, what do you think, whatever may done. If it gets juicier, I'll stay. If not, then, you know, we'll stay.
Hold on, we got a Baltimore number. Let's get it started. 410-944. You're live on the air.
Just got off the plane. My name is Joe. I got my name.
The Baltimore Legends or not.
Hello?
Hello?
Ah, you
done
told us before.
Oh, hi, Tamara. This is the Fifth Queen Performance Legend of Baltimore, who I spoke to earlier. So, Tamara, I hope you told them. I hope you told them that I'm making them the topic tonight about Baltimore and their ballroom scene and their legends. They
well,
are the topic
remember,
tonight.
I said I did not want to be held accountable for it. Everybody at this, well, after the meeting, everybody kept talking about, you know, the radio show and the radio station. And I said, well, listen, I said, I got a straight line to the person to do this shit. So if y'all really want to talk about it, I can make it happen. I called you up. They said they wanted to do it. I got on Facebook as soon as I got home, like 10, 15 minutes ago. I let everybody that was at the meeting know that the line tonight was going to be dedicated to the shit that's going on with the so-called Baltimore Legends. And if nobody don't call in and say nothing, then
they won't be legend, and we won't have this conversation again, and their opinion after tonight won't matter. That's it. Can we agree with that, Selma and Kelly? They won't be legend. Their opinion won't matter, and we will no longer touch bases on this conversation again, because I called Tony, and I called Andre, and I called James, and James Icon, so that they can express their opinion. So they won't be legend. We will not talk about this again, and their opinion won't matter.
Hold on. I think this is James on the line. Hold on.
Whose opinion won't matter?
Whoever it is that have a complaint about how they feel about James and them saying that it doesn't go that way and that's not how they are deemed legend. Now, they caught my phone, and I, like Samara just explained, that after the meeting, all of them had an opinion and they felt so she got through the line. I'm giving them 45 minutes to an hour to call in right now to tell us how they feel, why they object, and why they disagree with Tony and the Icon Coalition has said.
Hold on. 646-509, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening. This is James, though.
Yeah, they're just leaving them listening. You don't bring them in. I want them to come. They wanted to come. They want this.
Flower Tree.
Now, hello, anybody from Baltimore? You know, you got these people there listening. Y'all want to speak. I want Sierra. Are you there? Do you want to be legend? Brittany. And Brandy. Are you looking to be legend? Daryl, because I'm not bothered. You're talking to Nicole here. So what's going on?
404-208. You're live on the air.
What do you
want to
be?
443-208, you're live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Sierra Malone. How you doing, Kelly?
Oh.
How you doing, Nicole? How you doing?
Hey, see, I like that, Sierra. Thank you. You got a little fucking booty popping around here. Yeah, get it. Yeah, come on.
That's right.
Okay,
now
I'm
going
to give you the information lowdown for the everything that's going on.
Okay.
Basically, today at the meeting, everybody was called into the, everybody that was on the name of the list that David had spoken of before was called to come into the meeting today at the Baltimore Coalition so that everybody can discuss whatever statuses that they were given. So by this time, all the girls are feeling latched, some girls are feeling tried, some girls are feeling not. So everybody is just getting like, okay, we're going to wait to this meeting. Okay, we're going to go. So we get in the meeting, so everybody is going around the table about how they feel. So the meeting gets into a slight little uproar. So they give, okay, so this is what we're going to do. Y'all leave out of the room, and we're going to leave us legends in here to discuss how we feel about either mentioning y'all to become legendary. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, we hear
you. Yes, we can.
Go ahead.
So now at the table we have legendary Tamara Revlon, we have legendary Bam Ebony, we have legendary Arike Aloha, we have legendary Eugene Mizrahi, we have legendary overall father David Illuminati, and that was it. So after like a good 15, 20, 25 minutes, they called everybody back in. When they called everybody back in, they were saying, okay, these are the names that we're going to go by, not to really say or to really go off and say, girl, we're deeming you legend, but if you ever walk out of state and if somebody ever tried you, we would stick up for you instead of, you know what I'm saying, just sitting back down and just letting them just read you to caboodle and stretch you away. So if you ever walk somewhere and somebody say, you're not a legend, it might seem different coming from another legend coming from your state saying, hey, you are a legend. So they read off the list, or whatever the case may be, of everybody that was legendary at this point. The girls that didn't make the list was me, Shay Icon, Destiny Icon, and Danielle Icon, which was not a problem to me because, like I explained to them at the meeting and like I explained since the beginning, I never once shouted that I was legend or never once tried to give like I was legendary over the girls and I was this legendary bitch. But I felt at the end of the day that I deserve recognition, and legendary is the word that you want to use, and I'm with that. I'm still a team player. But you cannot say it, but the thing about the meeting got so up in the hour because I said to take an eye call James myself and told him what was going on down at the meeting because you can't have a group of girls together and say these girls are higher than these girls when these girls are all given the same thing. So if that's the case, it's either going to be one or it's either going to be nine because all the names at the end of the day are skeptical. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask a question. Can I ask another question?
Okay, hold on the call. Hold on the call. Before you get into asking questions, I'm going to go straight into the source, okay? And y'all already know who the source is. So we're going straight to the source.
Wait, but before you bring in the source, I don't want you to bring in none of them. I want her to ask. I want they have nothing to reply to yet. As she's saying it right, Sierra, you're turning it. She's saying it right, but my question is to you now. So out of the 15 people that is on there, and there's a lot of them on the show listening, Kelly. I don't want them to come in yet until this needed. Are you saying that any of the 15 people, are they still left on as being legend, and are they just considered Baltimore legends? And if out of state they go, the people that was on the panel, i.e. Tamara, i.e. Eugene, i.e. David, and all the other, not to just all the other people that was on the coalition panel, that they're going to defend them in the case that is Selvin, the people, James, all of them say that they're not legends.
Yes, they said, okay, that was...
That's basically it.
Hold on, Sierra. There were people that still... What Nicole is asking is, out of those 15 people, who still made the list?
There was people that made the list.
However,
this is the list. Wait, hold on, Tamara. Let me hear this list. Okay, we have Demetrius Dior, legendary. Daryl Illuminati, legendary. Honeycomb Dior, legendary. Trevay Barnick, legendary. Tanika Revlon, legendary. Dedicare Revlon, legendary. Shantae EVC, legendary. Lemonhead Caron, legendary. And Trouble Avenue, legendary. And Rhonda Icon, legendary.
Wait, hello, can I say something? Where's Monique? Y'all gotta talk at one time.
Let them finish, because you're not supposed to be on the line and say anything yet, because I want all the icons to be quiet. I want them people to express. I want the Baltimore Ballroom Scene Coalition to come on this phone and let them express, and then y'all can respond to everything they said. I don't want Sierra, Mother Tamara, any. Let them express. We expressed it, what we thought about it. Now they want to come back and express what they chose to do about it.
Yeah, let's have a part. Hold on, I got other callers.
There's Lee Sierra there, though. Lee Sierra there, Tamara.
804-742. You're live on the air.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm just listening.
Okay, please press one. And please press one right now to take your hand down.
Hello?
Okay,
yes.
Hold on. I got another caller. 410-93. You're live on the air.
What is it?
410-963. You're live on the air. We're going to try this one more time, and I'm going to disconnect you, and you're going to have to call back in. 410-963. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not.
Okay, Sierra, go ahead if you have anything else to add.
Oh, yeah, and just to make a long story short, like, I didn't, because certain people were saying that I was making a big fuss, or I was trying to say Patty or Patty, and trying to say, like, okay, since I'm not one of those, so I didn't make it. But I was trying to start a big confusion because I knew James, and I just called James and told James what was going on. But I just want to let everybody know, even the legends from up New York, South New York, West Africa, I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes. I'm just trying to be mean. And recognition in Baltimore, I think, is well deserved to me. No, I don't have to be called legendary. I'm fine with that. You don't have to worry about me stepping in New York trying to walk legendary performance, because I'm not stupid and I have common sense. And I love y'all, and I love myself, too, at the end of the day. So that's all I
want. Well, let me say something to that, whatever, because I want to tell you a little quick thing, because if anybody ain't going to keep it real with you, I am. I'm buying that. That's bullshit.
Wait, let me tell her something,
because if she wants to be, if you want to be, and you feel by any mean necessary that
Nicole,
you should be a part, you shouldn't take no less of it, or then you shouldn't be a part of it at all.
You don't hear me talking?
What?
Okay, where is Brandy and where's all the rest of these girls that when you called me on the phone and they was ripping
they were
in the background?
Yeah.
Why is Sierra the only person that's calling in? Everybody, when you called me from your house phone, everybody else was on the phone, Miss Day, because they had just left the meeting, and everybody was riffing on your phone, Miss Day. But now it's only one person calling in here. Like, what the fuck? Y'all wasting my motherfucking time. I could be in my room painting my face, getting ready to go to Vogue Tuesdays, honey, and getting full for my cousin's birthday. They wasting my time.
Happy birthday, Monique. No, but I have a question, though.
Birthday,
I have a question, Sierra. I like how you broke it down. I think that by you saying that you don't want to be a part and that you don't care, it makes your conversation inadmissible. Because if you do care, it don't matter how people feel about you. If you care and it bothers you, that's what you care about, bitch. And you don't have to say that you don't care, and you don't have to say that it don't matter.
Let me tell you what I cared about. Right, let me tell you what I cared about. I cared about that if you want to single me out of the...
Bring Tony in on his phone, Kelly. Hello?
Yes.
Tony, bring Tony in. And Tamara, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
All right, Grandpa. Tony's on.
Hello.
All right. Hello, Grandpa.
Hello, everybody. I heard everything Sierra said. The list went from 15 to 11. I was on here last week saying the same thing, and I'm going to say the same thing again. I don't know what's going on in Baltimore, and only one that could really talk about Baltimore, Andre and Jack lived there, and then I came there. I lived there for 15 years. And everyone in this Baltimore scene think that I'm from Baltimore. So the only one that knows about Baltimore is Tony. And what's going on now, I don't know if everybody know if their mother and father of houses is I'm talking to them. I sent out from Baltimore dates the other day to mothers and fathers that anyone that they feel should be legendary, inbox me their names, and I will go through the icons. I spoke to numerous icons. I also spoke to mothers and fathers of houses that sent in their children that they think should be legendary. Now, I just got the list from David Illuminati. Okay, my opinion on each individual is my opinion. Now, what I do, I go to every icon. I spoke to Stewart, I spoke to James, both James, I spoke to Selvin. I let one of my children send a text to Andre and all that. Everyone who put their thing in through an inbox to know who's legendary when it comes Saturday at the DF board. Everyone that's going to be legendary will also receive a plaque. Now, all these names, people have to remember this. We don't do states legends no more. We're trying our best to get away from that. All the people that's legendary now, and some people have their own opinion about people that's legendary, we decided last year that we are not going to take nobody's side. A lot of people made it easy through. This time it's not going to be no more easy of making legendary, because it wasn't easy for me to be legendary. It wasn't easy for James Icon. It wasn't easy for Stewart to be legendary. It took time. And every person, if your name does not ring bells in California, if your name don't ring bells in New York, Atlanta, et cetera, that means that you already know that you should not be legendary. We are not doing state legends no more. That's over with. It's nationwide legends. It's no more that state stuff. I got a list. I already spoke to three icons. I have five more icons to speak to concerning this list here. Whoever got the most yes and no's, that's who's going to be legends. That's who's going to be legends. And I'll give you a hint right now. I have 11, and I can tell you this. 8 of them is already no's. So it's like 3 of them saying yes, and 8 of them is already no's. And that's just how it's going to be. And I'm going to also say this. I heard a panel. When I was legendary, I couldn't deem no one to be legend. I would not even dare do that. That was a disrespect to anyone that came before me. No one legend could deem someone legend. I mean, how are you deeming someone the same status as you? No, that doesn't make sense to me. And I'm going to keep it real short and real. Anyone that know me know I keep it real. You have a lot of legendary people that have so much stuff to say. And then at the end of the day, if they really want to keep it real, they're not really legendary. And that's some real shit. That's some real shit. The panel and all the people on that panel, at the end of the day, they're not real legends either. They take breaks and come back and think that they're supposed to be legends. No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You should constantly be in a ballroom scene, not take a full year break, then come back and walk two balls and think that you're going to be legends. Hey, they do it now, but if I'm judging, I'm going to chop them. I don't give a fuck. And that's just how it is. Because the category is legendary, whatever category. If you know you're not legendary, you know deep inside that you're not. You already know that. Taking a 5-year to 7-year break, come on, then you walk legendary categories and win over people that really is legendary. That's unfair, and that's not right. And then we have Nicole, Kelly, James, Tamara. We going right back to the same thing we started in last October. We back to the same thing, status. It shouldn't even be about status. It shouldn't even be about status at all. Now, people call me, and I appreciate everybody respect, all the icons and all the old legends respect for anything that goes on. They do call me, and I do what I have to do. But the list, I do got the list. Nicole, Kelly, and whoever make the list will be known Saturday. But nobody legends could deem. Only thing a legendary person, especially a new legend, no one gave you that. I mean, who gave you that right to even do something like that? You know, and Baltimore, and I'm not going to lie, Baltimore have been in this thing for a very long time. Baltimore have won new categories to the ballroom scene also. And then one thing about me, I have an open mind.
Can I ask you a question, Bob? Reverend? Do you think being there in Baltimore for 15 years, do you think that what Baltimore feels about them being pushed to the side or not acknowledged, do you feel that in any case that's true?
I'm going to say this. One thing I'm going to say, I raised all of them in Baltimore. Every name that's on this list, I have raised them from 15 and 16 years old. They have come and they have gone. They come and go, come and go. Now, if your name is not ringing bells, it's not ringing bells. It's just like one person that I'm gagging at that everybody's saying yes to. This person took a break and came right back. But they remember him. They remember this individual, and that's a good thing. So that means that whenever he was walking, he made something of his name. They even gave him his own chant. So that means something. So, you know, I got 11 people, and I'm not going to be shady to any one of them because at the end of the day, for all of them, I have raised. I have raised Demetrius, Brandy, Dallin, Honeycomb, Cabre, Wanda, Tanika, Jesse.
All right, Sierra, I got a question for you, Bob.
Shantae, in trouble.
Sierra, go ahead.
Yeah, Father Tony, hey, bro.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, now, my thing is that, and this is, and like, this is speak up for David or whatever the case may be, he probably misunderstood if he did with his decision, make a misunderstanding, and like, you know, we all live for all of the girls, but I guess about the Baltimore girls always coming at each other's throat, and as soon as somebody gets to like a little peak of some cuteness, they just go for it, like, for blood and for blood. So it's all about Chiefs and no ending. And the girls just want a little recognition. So the first word that the girls put out there is legendary. So then you hear the girls saying, oh, well, yeah, legendary. And that's what you want to use. So be it. So
what happened to Sierra? Nicole,
yeah.
Kelly, what happened to the word up and coming? A lot of them is up and coming, but a lot of them is not legendary. Okay, and I'm going to keep it real. A lot of them, and honestly, they saying three, yes, but I see others that should be because of they did make a name and people did know them. But if you take a 2- and 3-year break, that's what's stopping you. That's what's stopping the individual.
Okay, well, okay. Salvin, do you want to say, Mother, you want to say anything? You there?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Mara.
Okay. What I want to say first is, what's the deal, Father?
I'm already mad at you, Tamara. You already know that.
We'll talk about that on another conversation.
Yeah.
However, I think the problem is where, like Father said, was who decided who was supposed to be elected and who not. Because what the voter, what the coalition panel should be for, if it was just us legends in the room, we should have been the ones to be nominating who should have went to Tony and the other icons to be voted as a legend or not a legend, not us deeming anybody as legends. That's first and foremost. Because if you just became a legend, you don't have a right to call nobody else a legend. That's one. As far as the whole thing about it being easy to become a legend, now they're saying that there was some meeting in New York and the coalition of the world, of the universe, said now that you could be a legend in 6 years. How that happened, I don't know. That, to me, that's not making it harder.
Where's Kelly at?
I'm right here.
Could you unmute Selvin? That's why when I was saying her name, she wasn't. Unmute her. Hello?
She's unmuted. If she keeps all that loud background, I will stop,
oh.
I will stop muting her. She's unmuted. Her background was too loud.
Hello?
I don't want to hear the whole BBQs.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but
yeah.
The background can't be like, because you ain't going to be able to hear everybody else that's trying to
I've
speak.
Been outside. If everybody heard what I said I was outside. And I said I was going to stay on this.
All right, well, now
on.
You heard what they were saying. What your response to what they were saying?
My thing is this. If you wasn't nominated of the year anywhere out of this whole 10 years, I'm not calling you anything. It's no disrespect to Baltimore at all. But what goes for your state goes for every other state. I don't care if you've been in my state for 10 years. If you ain't been doing nothing, I don't know what to tell you. And all your girls that came out and hibernated and decide y'all want to come back now, when they open up a category called comeback, then I say hi. Other than that, I'm not calling nobody anything if I don't know you. I probably just know you and really don't know you like that. And there's no shame in you could have been out for 20, 80 years. And all the people that that lady named, I know. And not only I know, everybody else know. Another thing is that they won grand prizes. And did productions. They had earned it from Eugene to Marquise on down. I'm the one that gave Marquise the legend status. It's no shade at all. And if you want to know anybody that's on that list, it's Lemonhead. And I'm saying names because I ain't got time for it. At the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm not calling you something that I don't know what the hell you did. Now, if you did everything in Baltimore and you feel that you want to be Baltimore legend, be my guest because at the end of the day, y'all going to do what y'all want to do regardless. The main thing is when you step out, that's what counts.
That's right.
Okay, you're the legend for Baltimore. Okay.
Can I say something else?
You're the legend for Baltimore.
No.
Because I'm not even finished. You're the legend for Baltimore, and it only goes out to the people that know who I'm talking about. Like I said, if you had not did nothing for Selvin, and I'm only speaking for me, if you had not did nothing for Selvin to the point that when you come out of state, I automatically know you, put it like this, because I'm about to hang up, because I don't even want to go no further. No shade, granddaddy. If you have not done nothing for me to stop the balls like I do for everybody that I deem legend or anybody that I already know is legend, if I have not done that for nobody in Baltimore yet, out of state, you're not legend. Love y'all. Good night. I have left the building. Overseer, E to the B to the O and Y and dots. Don't ask me why.
Wait,
good night.
Can I say something first before you go, Salvin?
That's Sierra. Okay, it goes like this. People feel this is, and this is, you know, I listen to what Selvin said. It goes like this. We have people, respect is due to anybody. If Selvin is one no, and there's nine of our icons saying yes, she would have no other choice but to call that individual out as being a legend. Because there's people that don't see her as being an icon, and we all respect her as being an icon. And that's that.
Focus on you. I understand all that. What I'm saying is that I respect all that.
Sierra, your name is on this list. Someone called me concerning your name. I'm going to go through all the icons. And if Selma say no to all of y'all, that's only one vote. That does not make that individual is not going to be elected. It's just like if Kelly get ready to be an icon and I'm the only vote that say no, and there's eight other people saying yes,
right.
That would be her status. Mm-hmm. That's right. One of the rules.
Don't misinterpret that. But
this
can I say something to Tamara?
Saying.
I wanted my question was you that I didn't get out earlier. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it have been?
God,
if,
please don't misinterpret that and go on Walk For Me Wednesday
right,
on your Facebook page
right.
And read it me, okay?
Right.
Please
don't
do
misinterpret.
That.
And what Grandpa said is exactly right. There's a panel of a vote, and one
right.
person cannot give that. So that you know, basically, is inadmissible as far as Selvin vote as anybody and everybody has picked. You know, Selvin has one vote, but there are other votes. But my question to you, Tamara, was. Y'all panel,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to speak truthfully with among yourself. I couldn't understand how that panel either, just a few of y'all. But wouldn't that panel would have been, it would have been appropriate for them to contact the other panel that actually has the right, so it would have kept the confusion or the misinterpretation down if y'all panel, of your Baltimore coalition that y'all do have a right to, and you definitely sitting there, wouldn't it have been easier to just have reported that list to Tony and James and Mann and,
well,
you know, et cetera?
That was the initial problem. What I told everybody was this list came out prematurely, and now that Pandora's box is open, you just can't put the demons back in. You can't just – now all these girls is out here, and they feeling like, oh, my name is on this legendary list. I'm a legend. After it happened and there was a big fiasco, then from what I heard was that Enrique Allure and David went to the coalition meeting in New York at the – whatever ball it was.
Y'all knew anything
okay,
about
they,
that?
No, and I don't know about nobody having a coalition thing in New York City, and I not know about that. That's crazy.
Okay, hold on. David is trying to get on the line, and he said he can't get on.
Wait, hold on, y'all.
Get him up here, Kelly.
I just refreshed my screen, and I got 13 fucking callers. I'm so sorry to all the callers. I did not know. I just refreshed my screen, and I see I have a whole bunch of callers.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay,
so let me just clear this up right now. First of all, a couple of weeks ago when I named the people's names that I named at the A-List Tuesday, I was not deeming anybody legendary anything. Some people on that list are already legendary, period, point blank, but deemed years ago. Only thing I said were these are people who met the criteria that we voted on as a city at the meeting that was held at the Menard Ball. Okay, so I said what I said about that. That's my opinion. That's what I said from Jump Street. I'm not deeming anybody. And for us tonight, the meeting was tonight. The meeting was done. The legend of Baltimore. We sat down. We decided who we thought was though. And that list was opposed to went to Tony and Andre, whoever else said they could do it first. That was the whole thing. We had a plan on having a ball to actually have people really deemed and everything like that. That's the whole thing. Well, when she ever got the tease that she was not going to be legendary, she called James Icon and made it like, okay, well, James, now all of a sudden I'm legendary. So that's how the whole thing got started and set out of the course.
Okay, but why did I call James Icon and say that, okay, the girls are trying the whole legendary thing?
I don't know why you called James, honestly.
Like I was thinking, like, oh, because I'm not a legend no more, that I'm going to give this go off. I gave my go off because of the names that was on the list outside of my
right.
name.
You thought
this
though.
Is James still on the phone, probably? Is James still on the line?
Make it seem like I was saying, oh,
no, James is not.
Let me call James Icon. No, I called James Icon because of the way it was going. I felt like if I wasn't, it's a couple other people that should not have either. That's all it was. Not to say that I was not legendary no more. So please don't do that.
No, the issue was when we as legends of Baltimore sat down and made a decision that was called the went to the Icon for approval before you allowed us to do that, you got on the tangent because your name wasn't
there. David, I have a question. I have one thing to say to everybody in Baltimore and everyone that was on that panel. Why wasn't Garnett on that panel? She
Who is the individual?
What I'm saying,
And when I'm saying this goes to the eye call, if we're going to do it, we do it right, or we're not going to do it at all. Point blank.
I see if check and see if we have callers, Kelly. I'm getting texts saying that Monique
is
now.
We have a whole bunch of callers, but if I can't get a
word
in edgewise, I'm not
going to
lose my voice,
honey, bitch. Okay, but let's say there's other people that want to speak to you, David and Tony and
okay.
stuff, and Camara. Let them get into through this phone. Let them voice their opinion. Call
the
icon.
Let them in.
Okay.
James Icon is on the phone. Rodney Milan is also on the phone. But hold on, I'm going to take these callers that we have. This number is 412-689. You're live on the air. 412-689. You're live on the air. Okay. I'm not going to go through this with y'all.
I'm looking to a 443-653.
Hold on. I have to go down the list. 443-934. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone. This is Maltese Revlon.
Hi,
Maltese. What's going on, baby?
Nothing. I just wanted to clear up some things that a lot of people take in personal from when it first started or with my Facebook status. My whole thing is, if we're from Baltimore and we can get up and we can take our talent out of town, why would you want to only settle for a local legend? And then my whole thing is, we keep naming all these people, but are we really getting into these people's resumes? If we all got legendary status, and we got it by our resumes, they're impressive, why nobody else is not being judged on their resumes or what they brought in their category to be legendary?
Right.
Okay, well,
let me just answer the question, because I'm already on here. Okay, Marquise, let me just say this. Okay, when the list came out, when I said what I said about the people, I tagged certain people in the list, okay, who were the people who I named, who I said. You understand what I'm saying? This is my own opinion. This is not based on a ballroom statement. This is not what nobody else thinks about it, period. When you took that exact post and posted a pop, it's no shade, but you made it like it was a ball. It was never a ballroom legend type of thing. That was never the case from Jump Street. Y'all all took it away from the door. Y'all took, like, I just came out and I wanted to deem the girl legendary. I'm not deeming no motherfucking body, nothing.
You know, David,
but
I
you
wasn't
what you
there. I wasn't out there. I got the phone call in the morning. The whole thing, everybody named that was on that list has took their talent out
doing?
Of town.
Right.
Might have been a couple of years later, might have been recent, but they took their talent out of town. So my whole thing is they are Baltimore legends, because if they go out of town, somebody's not going to call them legendary.
I understand what you said, but I never said they was legendary. In the sense of that, I'm saying based on these Baltimore criteria, they match it, in my opinion. That's what I said. And when everybody had a big issue about my opinion, I said, okay, fine. They went ahead and meet tonight. We had the meeting. Everybody was invited to come to the meeting. Only certain people came. Tamara came to the house. She represented well. She said what she had to say, and she voiced her opinion. And that was all fine. We all did a vote. We voted on everything, on all the names. We were giving this vote, this whole list to Tony so that they could review the list. And then the icon can decide, because he wasn't going to do what we wanted, you know. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't going to give that.
Okay.
But that's how
all right. Okay, David. And Marquise, do you not to cut you off, David, because there's a whole bunch of other calls, so I want to give them all time. So, Marquise, did you have anything else you want to add on to any to James or Tony or anybody else that's on his phone?
David,
or your opinion,
baby.
I think it's a whole bunch of miscommunication. I think the people that was named really felt like they were deemed legendary, because on Facebook there was a whole bunch of congratulations. Oh, you did your time and all this other stuff. But the people really didn't put the work in it. And half of the people on that list is my girlfriends. I hang out with them. I speak to them on the phone. But at the end of the day, they didn't meet that criteria. If I didn't get easily, and I'm still had to make bitches know it, how you just gonna get it?
Just real fast. Let me say one thing real fast. This is Tamara. One thing I said in this meeting tonight, and I want everybody to know what the truth was to this statement. I asked Sierra. I said, Sierra, all this thing we talk about, Baltimore legends, I don't know why they splitting hairs. I said, but at the end of the day, I said, if the New York Awards will come up and the category is legendary film queen performance, do you think that you should go out there and walk legendary performance? Sierra said, Auntie, no, I would not. That right there should show you, if somebody knows that they're not at that legendary status, then something's wrong.
No, Sierra,
no,
is that
the case
of
Robbie O?
Wait. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all keep missing the big picture. Tell them why I said not. just don't tell him I said, oh, just not. I didn't just say, oh, just not. I said, oh, I said not because I just don't feel as though that that's what it's calling for. That I'm not, not because I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes. All I'm doing is defending myself. I had to speak for myself. I'm sorry if people are trying to take that as I'm trying to say that I'm legendary or I'm superior.
You said
people.
No. What you basically, what you, what I'm
now.
Gathering, Sierra, is that you're basically saying that you were state legend. Because if she actually, if you can come to the awards board and walk and you deny, but you would do it there in your state, that means you're doing it where you're
no,
comfortable.
I still wouldn't even do it in my state.
Well, so what that means basically is that you know, with all due respect, who got that background?
No.
Whoever cell phone
that
is, get it together.
With
that means,
I don't want nobody to take that with some of us as, with the names in the Baltimore coalition. What we did was trying to be disrespectful to anyone. That was
no. I don't think that it's about disrespectful. I think a lot of people just jumped out the window on in terms of how it went. I don't think it's disrespectful. We all entitled to our own opinion. We all entitled
and
to speak
all
how
doing,
we feel.
Basically, I was like, wait a minute, Nicole. You know, I live here. Everybody is basically saying that I can't voice my opinion. That's why I called James.
Well, you can,
that's
and that's why you're on the phone.
That's all I did was voice my.
Nobody said for me, and if you couldn't voice your opinion, now you can. Okay, wait a minute. Let me clarify something. From listening to your conversation now with Sierra and Tamara and then what David said and everything, I think when Tamara asked her the question, would she go to the New York Gold Awards and walk legendary performance, I don't think, and she said no, I think that's somebody knowing their place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And understanding that right now, no, I'm not legendary. I don't think that she's belittling herself. I don't think that she's not owning up to something of who she is. I think she's understanding where her place is. Now, to clarify something about the phone call, to let you all know, when I first seen the post on Facebook, and I told Sierra this was not me and Sierra's first conversation, her calling me today. Sierra had called me 2 weeks ago, okay, and we had a conversation about this. And I told her, when I read it on Facebook, I took it as David just saying his opinion of who he felt. Wait a minute, and I felt that everybody else might have jumped out the window with it and everybody had something to say about it, but I didn't think it went that far, you know what I'm saying, until it became this whole fiasco. Now, with Sierra calling me today, she didn't call me because her feelings was hurt because she wasn't on a legendary list or whatever like that.
Thank
she
you,
was calling me to give me an update on what was going on down there because of my position in the ballroom scene. I, in turn, called Tony because he is my father, and he is supposed to be David's father as well. I wasn't going to call David and be like, David, what are you doing and stuff like that, because that's coming at him. I'd rather Tony take it into control because we already had a conversation last night about certain things, so I let Tony call him. It wasn't a fact of anybody was gagging or to make somebody know it or because I'm not doing this and this and this and that, I'm going to call a higher power.
James, that's not how it was expressed. Because after she got off the phone with you, she came back into the meeting and said, "Now I'll call James. Bitch, y'all not gonna make me a legend. Ain't nobody gonna be a legend."
That is not what I said. That is not what I said. Let me say something real quick. Rodney, James, Father Tony, David, Tamara, all of y'all know me like the back of your hand. Y'all know I joke around and I play. So that probably was a second of me just joking around.
Okay, well,
Wait a minute, Nicole. Let me ask you a question, Sierra, because David brings something else to the light that you neglected to tell me. So when you heard the list, were you pressed?
No, I was not pressed. I was shocked and appalled.
I'm saying because if you were shocked and appalled, then you were pressed.
Yes, shocked and appalled.
You were gagging. Okay, now I understand. Now I understand where David is coming from. Now I understand where you are coming from. And like I said, I originally thought that David's thing on the thing was just his opinion, and I knew that everybody took it out of context. But, you know, now that they've leveled, the level of chain of commands have been done, and Tony will do whatever he do, David gave him the list, it's all said and done. So
Can
y'all be quiet? Everybody be quiet. I can't hear you, Papa.
Okay.
What you saying?
Okay. I'm just gonna say this. When, I'm gonna say this. When they give, when everyone, every house give me a list. James, do I call you with each individual?
Yeah.
I call James, I call Lynn, I call Selvin, I text Andre, I call Stuart, I call Jay Bronick, I call every icon. Whatever icon say yes, that's what it is. Whatever icon say no, and there's more no's than yes, then it's a no.
Well, there's a lot more people on that list than this, and y'all need to stay there as long as they're trying to call in.
You gotta understand something. It's not just.
Y'all
got
to worry about me submitting no list because they called me and asked me, and I said I don't see nobody in this house. So.
All right, well, cool. So anybody on the phone line that want to get on this line and speak to these people while they're here?
Hold on, I have callers. 443-839, you're live on the air.
Yeah, remember, David, remember, go to Brandy, go to Brandy. Remember, that's fierce that you're going to get on here and shoot my sister on this motherfucking show. That is fierce. That's it. And this is Brandy Illuminati signing out. That's some fierce ass shit, remember, David.
That's not fair.
So shut up.
Monique is right there. Monique, you're already right there. Let Brandy finish. Brandy, what do you have to do? You want to express how you felt about yourself on the list?
Brandy is
going.
She's going to do a shout out.
Okay, so Monique is on the phone with us right now.
We're trying to get Sandy. We're trying to get legendary mother Sandy D up on this line.
Yes,
like, you know what, Nicole, for real, and this is the honest to God truth, being honest, I wasn't even thinking about going to no fucking coalition meeting. My children did this at coalition because it was one block from my house. But at the end of the day, for real, none of this shit mean nothing. No matter how many
who's on this phone? There's too many people. I don't know who's on this line. You have Brandy on this phone. You have James, Tony.
Hold on. The person that's talking right now, and everybody else needs to be quiet, is 443-653. You're live on the air.
Monique.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, what's up, everybody? This is Monique. What's up? What's going on?
How you doing, Mo?
Hey.
Mute anybody else that's loud if Monique can't be heard. They would need to be mute. I needed to be quiet. It's not fair. It's disrespectful.
I'm sorry, Nicole.
Go, Monique.
Sandy, oh, no. Real fast, before Monique speaks, Sandy wants to get on the line. Her number's 240 number. That's it. Go ahead, Monique.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mo. We're going to get you, Sandy. Go, Mo.
I was dying to get on here because I wanted to speak on my behalf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to let everybody who's listening know I never claimed to be legend, ever. Now, once did anybody here come out of my mouth and I was a legend? Because I came out in 1995. And, you know what I'm saying, did my thing or whatever. If I wanted to be legend, I would have worked back then to nail to be legend. I know how to become a legend. I know what to do to, I know what it takes to be one. So if I wanted to be one, I know what I had to do. I had another plan for my life that I had to do, and I did that, and I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when the shade comes in, when the girls, instead of them, you know, losing their ticket and being in an adult situation, and, you know, put you down like how they're supposed to, they come for you.
You got to echo fiercely.
That's what this whole situation is the way it is, because the girl part that, you know, really, like, trying to be...
Little one, if you got her on the speakerphone, you need to take it off because it's a fierce echo. Whoever, whichever one of you two are on the speakerphone. Go ahead, Mo.
Hold on, because you know what?
There's too much going on.
I cannot deal with this. I really can't.
Yeah.
Many girls,
you gotta mute these phones.
Hold on, it's too many girls' microphone open. I'm only keeping Rodney, James, and
Tony microphone open and David's microphone and Sierra's. Because all of this other stuff is just too much. It's giving me a headache, and I didn't even get fucked up yet. Hold on. We have another caller. 804-742. You're live on the air.
Hey, I had called in earlier, but I was just listening. But I have a question. My sister is on the line. She's listening, and she's kind of new to the ballroom scene, and she was just wondering what's the big deal, but what's the significance of being deemed legendary? Because she doesn't really know, and I couldn't explain it to her well enough, so I was thinking of somebody on the phone to do it.
Jay, father, tell him.
Right.
Tell him that let the young lady know who's coming into the ballroom to think what it means.
Legendary?
Yeah.
You have to be a contender. You have to be consistent in your category or categories. You have to be, and it's not just about a lot of times. It's about your wins and it's about your time in the ballroom scene, but it's also about your impact in the ballroom scene. Not just walking the category. You know, you have to make a statement every time that you're walking. You know, you have to leave a lasting effect on people so they can remember you. Anything of a legend or anything that's legendary, just like as children's stories, we remember books about legendary heroes and supervillains and all the powerful people in the world. They left a lasting effect on
right.
the ballroom. You have to make sure that you leave your stamp in the ballroom, as well as walking. And now, since it's spread across the 50 states, you know, you got to get up to get to traveling and get your name out there and stuff like that. Because once you have made that statement and say whatever category it is, people want to see you. And then when you come to their town, you got to even bring it a little bit harder. So, you know, it goes into the work. It's just like anything that you put your mind to, you can do. You got to work at it. It's a constant work in progress.
Okay.
So I think, you know,
okay, because I couldn't explain it for the life of me.
Thank you, caller.
Now everybody knows what it was to be legend. Next caller.
It's 440-440. Is this the legendary icon, Sandy Dior?
Hello?
Sandy?
Hello? Can
you
hear me?
Sandy?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Sandy.
Yes, we can, Sandy.
Everyone. Hi,
what's
this?
Going on? Hello, Sandy?
Yes, can you hear
Are
me?
You there? You got to get that phone together because it's a lot of
yes,
people on the
I'm
phone
here.
Line, so they won't be able, you won't be able to hear each other.
Can you hear me?
But I can hear you, but you break it up. If anybody else has got their phone, their cell phone, y'all in a loud place, mute your phone so
you
that we can be able to hear her, please.
I'm gigging the girls away like this. They got to say to you over here.
If you can hear me good, Sandy can hang up and I can call her on three ride.
Well, whoever's talking right now.
No, it's not going to work. If you call Sandy on three way, you're going to be low and nobody's going to
hear. Lower, yeah.
All right.
So I need everybody
Sandy,
to mute their phone.
Everybody has to be quiet so Sandy can talk. Everybody that's on the phone, except Tony and James, please mute your phone because I don't want to have to mute y'all and then come back to y'all. So all of y'all just mute your phone, and when we need y'all, we'll say your name and y'all can unmute your phone yourself.
Because
if I mute y'all, I'm not coming back to y'all. So everybody except Tony and James, please mute your phone now. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hello, everyone. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. And yourself? Yes, we can.
I'm doing great. But first off, I want to say to David, I commend you so much for even taking this path because you want to get a lot of hell, as you can see, from people who think they should or who they shouldn't be. But the consistency, as James was saying, to become a legend, some people think just because you've been out for years makes you legendary. No, that just makes you a well-known queen that we don't have nothing to do with yourself. When you're in the ballroom scene, you have to walk. And this means there is nothing considered as a state legend. I don't know where anybody got that bullshit from. You have to walk, not just in your state. That's where it starts. You get your name, you get known there, then you from state to state. Which I would like to say about Mommy, telling me, so she did come out in 95 because I started the House of Dior in Baltimore City in 95, and that's where she was a part of. She has been to different states. She has won. So she has earned her right. That's to me. I can't speak for everyone else. And as far as Honeycomb, everyone knows Honeycomb name. honeycomb is the only sex queen that's in Baltimore, Maryland that walks from different states and no other deals behind her. So I think she should have that. And basically, everyone, I don't understand how, what is the big deal? No one else is going to take this up. Again, I commend you for doing that. It's going to be helpful for you. And I would say hi, Jay.
Hi, Nisi. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
What's going on? How you doing, baby?
That was James saying hello to you. But hey, Sandy, this is Nicole. What's up?
My daughter just called me. I didn't know what was going on about these legends and icons and everybody making everything. My whole thing is really, when you go home at the end of the day, what is that going to mean? First the month comes and that rent is due. What is you being legendary or icon in the ballroom is going to mean?
Amen to that.
Look, and that was silent. No one can say shit. Silence.
Well,
they said that the legend or Tony is going to call everybody with a list. There's only two people that's in Baltimore, Maryland, and to be on that list, which would be Honeycomb and Demetrius. And a lot of people don't see Demetrius as being on a list, which some of comments I can agree. As far as Demetrius being a father, he has been one of the best fathers. He has his children together. He does everything he can for them. When in doubt, he does hold it up. And so if he's listening to me, because I commend you, and I'm glad that you are my father. So with that, anybody have any questions for me? I'm ready to answer.
Randy?
Yes? No, Randy. Randy is not right here. This camera's still here, though. I got a question.
Okay.
Sandy still there?
Yes,
yeah, I'm listening. Brandy's right here though.
All right, well, whoever's in the car that's listening to everything, y'all roll up them windows or something, because if y'all have that background, you can't hear anybody else, because I'm hearing backgrounds. I can't hear nobody.
Yeah, there's somebody in the damn train station.
Okay. So, to Sandy, like, nobody is, denying the fact that Demetrius and Honeycomb is not who they are, but in a situation, you can't do one without doing the other. You see what I'm saying? Because that's another two, like, for the same exact way. That's all. That's why I can see why certain people are saying that they don't see Demetrius or don't see Honeycomb, because that's one of the reasons why I called, not to say them, they were the reasons, but I thought as though, well, if everybody's going to be on the list, why can't I? And that's only defending myself.
All right.
And that's all it was, from the beginning to the end, even from the situations with all of the legends and people saying this. I talked to James. I talked to people who know me. We all know that I always did the same thing. It's not given there. But I had to defend myself. That's to Father Tony, who I love. That's to Monique, who's my mother. That's to you, Sandy, who's my mother. That's to everybody who know me. I had to defend myself.
Right, but y'all sugarcoat and stuff by saying, I just want to defend myself. The fact of the matter is, if y'all saying, your whole point was, how the hell y'all can make Honeycomb and Demetrius legendary and not make me legendary? That was your whole
point. Who point was that?
That was your point, Sierra.
Yeah, this is Sierra.
Yeah. Oh, now you and Brandy.
First of all, how you gonna say it was me, Tamara, when they already say yes to me? I was going for Sierra. I didn't get a note from nobody in the coalition. So when they talk about Sierra, I was just saying, like, they was going by, first of all, I need to give everybody the real tea about what the fuck happened. They had a list there. They had requirements on the list that would have said to be legendary. We was going by the requirements on the list. The first requirement was, you messed up your elements. Demetrius didn't even say runway. He said realness. I must tell him, no, you can't. No, it's runway. He didn't even know the category he was legendary for. What in the hell? Let's keep shit 100. Y'all not keeping shit 100.
It says you have walked and won many major balls. Tell me the last time y'all seen even one of them win a major ball. It wasn't about trying to be legendary because nobody asked to be legendary. None of us asked to be legendary. So it was not trying. It was not, the girls wasn't trying to become legendary. They brought this to us. They put our names on this. Bitch, ain't none of us asked. Ain't none of us call nobody and say, I should be legendary. They brought this shit to us. And if the girls was giving one bitch, if such and such name on there, then my name should be on there. And at the end of the day, that's right, because people who they were saying was like, girl, what the fuck have you done? Be for real.
Well, I don't think the argument, I don't, like I said, James said and Tony said earlier, we're going to get away from that. This has happened. What everybody, this is all a debate. And at the end of the day, it's going to be taken care of when you can now, just if you think that you should be on the list or that you should not, or you shouldn't be on the list, however it is, you can speak to Tony, James, you know, and it can be discussed and it goes through a different panel and y'all will get an approval. But right now, I don't want anybody to take it as shade or feel shady towards anybody else. It's just an opinion, and you know, you're entitled to feel how you feel about it.
Nobody was looking for approval in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's the funny
Nicole.
Part. Nobody.
Yes. Well, see, you know, when I say, when people speak about, hold on, Rodney, when people speak in a conversation that they care nothing about, that confuses me. Because
right.
You don't care. You don't want to be involved. You don't need it. You don't have to be it.
It's not the,
but
the second
so
amendment.
But you speak so passionately
about it. It's us. The girl came to the club. They came to me and said our name.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a big juice with everybody names, but I just basically don't want this to be taken personal. Sandy, James, Tony, everybody has a right to have their opinion and their say, and if you feel you should be on that list, speak now or forever hold your peace. It's no juice.
Well, Rodney, just get ready to say something.
Go ahead, Rodney. I'm sorry, brother.
I was just saying how this reminds me of the Escada Ball when we had Legendary Realness. And they put it on the YouTube as for me taking away status or demon status. It's the same type of like a confusion that's going on now. David gave suggestions, gave his opinion, and everybody took it as what it was and gave congratulations or gave, no ma'am, they shouldn't be on there. But it's the same thing. Now that David see what I went through when I did that list.
Well, I'm happy it still happened to be said. I just, unfortunately, y'all should have went through this when y'all was going through it. But it's being done now, and we have to touch base on it.
I really did want to get this point out, too. You know what's really unfair, and this is not a Baltimore thing. This is just an international thing. If I could catch the A train to a major ball every day, bitch, I probably would be super icon. That's kind of not fair that bitches have been turning out in their motherfucking state. All bitches who legendary who never walked a ball out of New York City. But because they live in New York City, they legendary. That's fucking fair. Only thing the girls are doing is walking in their own state with bitches who love and support them, just like bitches in New York do the same motherfucking thing. All they doing is catching a bus right downtown to a ball. Bitch, we gotta travel bus, plane, boat, and everything to get everywhere. That's fucking tired. That's
New York is the ballroom mecca. But wait a minute. Right. New York is the ballroom mecca. This is where ball started at. So if you
New York
should
was
walk
in,
whoever's
so
talking
to if you can come home to
Africa,
then no, wait
what?
A minute. But still, oh, no matter what.
New
even
York
started
hip hop.
Let me put you on to something. Let me put you on to something. Back in the days, let me tell you, Baltimore, where we all used to be in Baltimore in the 90s, Baltimore used to come to New York faithfully, to come to New York and walk balls. Anytime that there was a ball, the bitches in Baltimore, butch queens, drag queens, whatever, would come. Onyx Revlon was a butch queen in drag that came to New York City and shut down Fem Queen Faith. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So Baltimore, I don't want to hear that about it's fucked up. It's not fucked up because we travel everywhere too. So if you want it, you can travel to New York.
It's been a bit of a
recession
since y'all came out.
You got to plan it out. That's a sorry ass excuse.
It's been a recession since y'all
walked the ball. And nowadays, a lot of balls are not even in New York. The balls are out of state.
It's very rare in the past couple of years that there's been more. Everything is out of state. You know what I'm saying? So, and those bitches in New York are walking in Indianapolis and Indiana and Chicago and everything like that. You know, you can't, and I understand, and I agree with you that your city should pick you up. You understand?
I'm saying, hip-hop started in New York City. Hip-hop originated in New York City. That don't mean you can't be a rapper in Atlanta. What the fuck?
Why started in New York too.
Yeah.
That's Brandy talking. You want to know something, Brandy? All right, we're going to go directly into you and what I've seen with you. And I say that you can have a... Let me finish, Barbara. No, I'm talking about the protocol. Let me finish. It's different now. So when you say what you say, I understand it, because now you have to go here and you go there. But if this what you want to be, and if this what you're fighting for, or if this what you want, you have to do it. So if you want to be legend and you want your name to stand for what it stands for, then you would have to, and now, 2011, I'm not talking about, you know, back then, I'm talking about now, you would have to also give some of your time to traveling. Just, you know, maybe three times out of a year, something, somewhere where other people.
Put a limit on it. About her impact whenever she goes somewhere. It's about the impact. And people know Brandy. Brandy's worked in New York.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So people know her name or whatever like that. It's just if she wants to be legend, she knows how to be legend. We're not here to teach. One thing you have to realize, you come into this ballroom scene and you know that you come in and it's a competition. You paying your $30, you come into this ball, you want to walk. And you come to these balls and you want to walk because you want to be fab, you want to be popular. One day you want to be legendary. I don't want to hear that bullshit about people talking about, oh, I don't care about this, I don't care about that. You care about it because you get your hair and your nails done, and you go shopping, and you go get your hair cut, and you come to that motherfucking ball, and you pay $30. Bitch, you buy a bus ticket, or buy a motherfucking plane ticket, or a craft ticket, or get in a car with your girlfriend, and you go down south, and you go to another state. You care about that shit. Be motherfucking grown-ups that admit to this shit. If the shit is not for you, you don't do it anymore, period. You don't be on the phone, and you don't be on Facebook talking about
stuff like
that.
I think that's what some people get the girls confused. It's not about wanting to participate. Even you participate and you have some type of liking for it. But there's a difference between making something.
You had a life before you had the ballroom. You had a life before you had the ballroom.
And a priority.
It's a part of life. It's
two different things. No, it's a part of life. Two different things.
Cut it out.
Some people don't make it their priority.
It never has been a priority. It has been always been fun. It's something extra that we do. Nobody takes it as the main thing about their life. I don't think anybody takes it that way. I just hate when people say about, oh, it's not a priority in my life and stuff like that. Nobody said it ever was. You don't have to defend that fact. You already know what it is for yourself. And it's like everybody else too. But if you pay $30 and you go hang out and stuff like that, whether you're walking or not, or just going to see your girlfriend or whatever like that, you go because you like it. For whatever reason that everybody changes their mind and decides to venture off somewhere else, that's fine. When people leave the ball, when people don't care anymore, is the people that leave the ballroom scene and then it's done completely. There's no radio show. There's no groups on Facebook. It's just their friends that they had in the ballroom, and they're not even talking about ballroom. They're completely hating ballroom. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what?
So that's
why everybody
that's
be blessed.
Point.
Everybody be blessed.
Any more callers on this
everybody.
Phone line? Is there anybody trying to get into this line?
Oh, hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
It's a 240
number. Honeycomb trying to get on.
Oh, wow. Baltimore is in the building, Tamara. Make me gag.
She's calling from a 240 number.
Okay. Hold on. Honeycomb, you on the line?
Hello. Yeah, this is me. Hello.
Yes, you're on the line, baby.
Oh, hello. Yeah. I did not
Honeycomb, if you're in a three-way conversation, because I can't hear you.
So I'm not on a three-way.
Oh, well, everybody mute your phone.
You got a speakerphone. You got a
speakerphone. Right, everybody mute your phone. Mute your phone so we can hear him. Okay, Honeycomb, go ahead.
So we can hear him?
Yeah, mute your phone so we can hear him and not your background.
It's Honeycomb. This is bad.
You're being disrespectful.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's a her.
Oh,
no,
oh
no.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
No, I got it.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I really am. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Let her so she can speak.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, you did, sweetheart.
Hello.
Go ahead. You can speak.
This is getting bad.
Guys.
Honey,
hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you can
hello.
Speak.
Hello. I want to say hello to everyone. I've been sitting here listening to the whole conversation, and I did attend the meeting. It was a little rough and a little out of order, but it was as good as I record. I didn't ask for the title, but I do embrace it. Everything that was asked of the criteria of the list, I've done it. And I feel as though the list was tried because they felt as though there were people on the list who should not have been on the list, so therefore they tried the whole list as a whole, and that's not fair to anyone. There is people on the list who've done it and still doing it, as well as there are people on the list who done it and stopped doing it.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
And I'm not sure they stopped doing it because they... Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. Hey, Gary. I'm sorry.
Come on, Sierra. Mute your phone. We don't need to hear
that. Kelly, mute Sierra's phone for me, please. You're going to have to make sure you go back to it.
Sierra is done, honey.
Okay, go ahead. Honey, gonna let her finish.
What I was saying was I do believe that the list was tried as a whole because there is people on the list who people feel as though should not have it. So everyone on the list has been getting tried, and that's not fair. I'm one person who was on the list. I'm doing what I need to do, still doing it, and still enjoying it, and I'm consecutive and constant with it. And because they felt as though people should not be on the list, everyone was getting tried. And that's just I'm saying to me. I went to the meeting and I listened to the whole conversation. I never asked for it and I haven't been thirsty for it, but I'm doing what I need to do and I embrace it. But I don't feel that all the shade should be thrown that's been thrown like it's been thrown just because they feel as though A, B, and C on the list don't belong there, so they're trying the whole list. And that's just craziness.
Nepal,
no, that's fine.
Okay, well, do anybody have anything to respond as far as what she said?
I have a question.
Wait, go ahead.
Hello.
Who's calling my name?
This is Monique.
What's up, Mo?
That's like what I was trying to say when I first got on here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you would have been in Baltimore, you would have probably gigged yourself. It was just like, it was the shade that came along with the situation. Like, when Shay Icon...
Uh-huh.
She tried to walk legendary realness at David Ball.
Work, Monique.
It was like a whole bunch of out-of-town people that was on the panel. The out-of-town people gave Shay Shay her chance.
What was the category?
It was legendary realness.
Okay.
They gave her her chance. Somebody from Baltimore chopped her.
Not for Baltimore.
Wow.
No. Kai Prodigy chopped her from Philly. Kai is from Philly, right?
Wow.
And they said I was told that they looked at Sabrina and said Sabrina is Shay legendary, and Sabrina said no.
Sabrina wasn't on the panel.
Yeah, but they said they looked at Sabrina.
Okay, I see what she's saying.
They looked at Sabrina and said no. But the people in your own city actually be the ones who chop you. When I have said that, I went to Virginia recently, and somebody asked me, Monique, you haven't been deemed legendary, but would you walk legendary 7-point performance at a ball? Ask me the question.
Would you?
Yes, it depends on where it was, because I went to a ball, and I seen somebody walk legendary 7-point performance that I know for a fucking fact is not a legend. And there was a couple of people that's on this phone now that were on the panel when she walked, and she won.
Okay. I put it out there. Who was it?
No, because I'm not. Yes,
what the fuck Tuesdays?
I didn't call around for that, but I'm just putting it out there that, you know what I'm saying, I guess it just depends on who you are.
So basically you said it's a bunch of politics.
No, I think it is about, I think what Marquis said up here was really, really, really important. And when you talk about time and consistency, like what Jameson said, but I think as far as Baltimore, and my personal opinion to you guys, I think y'all are shooting each other down. And y'all expecting for the outside, coalition to respond. But it seemed like y'all have a problem.
That's the whole point I was trying to make, the whole Baltimore was coming to each other for blood.
Yes.
Like a blood.
And yeah, and this is the problem. This is the part that I always try to advocate. Like, we have to stick together. That's your city. Like, you know, I, even if you maybe Tony can speak to Tamara, David can speak to David, if they can go out and they speak. But as far as y'all as in whole, y'all should be sticking together. Y'all should have way more people than that was on that coalition. Like, for example, y'all had a team that made people legend, and Sabrina was not there. She's on the list. Now, where are the headers in Baltimore that also have a part of being able to give in that list to the icon? So I think that Baltimore in itself needs to start being fair to each other.
Nicole, I have to agree with that.
I really, because I'm gagging at y'all. I hear all this stuff and everything, and I see James and Tony trying to fix a problem that's starting within y'all.
They need Tony here to do it, because that's the only time.
No, you don't need Tony here, because Tony did a heat. When somebody teaches you, you can teach, and you watch, and you learn, and you know how to move. Father was my teacher. You know how to move according to protocol. If I need to go back to him, then I need to be sitting back in his class.
Well, that's why they said, that's why Tony commended that, commended David.
David, yes, kudos. Yes, kudos. And Sandy, the same thing, and I the same, David, to sit up there and voice your opinion knowing that they're going to read, because I could give a fuck, is a phenomenal thing to do. That's what's up. But I both think that Baltimore has to really, you know, start with each other. Y'all got to come to the table, right? Is there any more callers, and is there anybody in there?
Yes, I want to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
Who's that?
This is Shay Icon.
Hi, Shay. How are you?
Hello, y'all. Hi, everyone.
I'm sorry. I didn't even know you were on the line.
I'm here. Okay. I just want to add a couple things to what the you know, the topic of hand is. Basically, no, I was not deemed legendary by, I guess, the powers to be. And when basically I got the message on Facebook that David was basically shouting out everyone and saying that these people were, you know, in his opinion, legendary because they have walked a long time and they have been in the ballroom scene and they have made a statement. A lot of, basically to my opinion, a lot of people that was on.
Whoever's in near their computer, Shay, hold on. Whoever's near their computer, back up. If it's you, Shay, you got to back up because you hear the echo.
No, it's not me. I'm not on the computer.
Oh, okay. Whoever's on the computer, back up, or I'm going to have Kelly mute you on. Then you're not going to be able to talk at all.
Whoever's in a Michael Myers movie. Jesus Christ.
Go ahead, Shay. I'm sorry.
What I was just saying was that basically when I got the message from David when it went out on Facebook, no, I did not think that I was deemed legendary, you know, to basically, to, like I said, by the powers to be. But I just felt as though David's opinion was that these people have walked for years and they have made, you know, a name for themselves, and basically that, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, oh God, here goes somebody, like Tamara says, some Michael Bodies, Michael Myers movie. Please.
I hear it too.
Go ahead, Shay, go.
What I was saying is that basically I felt as though David was just, you know, putting it in the air that, yes, these, you know, people have walked, and, yes, they have made a name for themselves, and, yes, they have, you know, been, you know, in the ballroom scene for a while, and they are legends in his heart, that these people from Baltimore are legends to him, and that's, you know, something that he has true, you know, he has right to, because that's his opinion. And when I walked out, no, I didn't walk out thinking that I'm a legend like, you know, Tamara or a lot of people that was on the panel, or a legend like my mother, Sabrina. And before I walked out, she even discussed to me basically that, you know, I wasn't officially deemed legendary, but she feels as though that, yes, I have made an impact in the ballroom scene, and, yes, I have walked, and, yes, a lot of people know who I am. But I felt as though, yes, I'm in Baltimore, and, yes, a lot of people in Baltimore know me, and, yes, David feels as though I am legend to him. And that's why I did go to his ball, to support his ball and to walk legendary realness, because, yes, I feel as though in my heart that, yes, I have walked the category. I have slayed legends. I have battled a lot of girls since 96. I have made a name for myself. And, yes, you know, I feel as though in my heart that, yes, I am a legend.
So
yes,
quick question, Shay. Let me just play devil's advocate. You said said that you walked because it was in Baltimore. Had that same category been in New York and it was Legendary Realness, would you have walked in New York?
No, what I'm saying is that the reason why I did walk out as a legend, because what I'm saying is that, yes, I have walked numerous over the years and have slayed legends and have walked this category and have won and have came home with trophies, multiple trophies. And because David presented to me on Facebook that in his heart he felt as though I was a legend, and he felt that, you know, basically that, you know, that he thought in his own heart that I was a legend, that, yes, I walked out in that category.
Right.
But I'm not saying that I was deemed legendary, but he felt as though that I was a legend, and that's why I walked out.
Okay.
And the reason why I understand I got chopped, because, no, I was not. Granted, I was not deemed legendary in Enrique's opinion, because that's who was the one that chopped me, because he turned around and asked James was she deemed legendary, or Sabrina, was she deemed legendary, and no, I was not. And in his opinion, no, I'm not a legend, so that's why she's getting chopped. But it doesn't mean, no, I'm not real. But, no, I was
not
deemed legendary the correct way. And I can understand that. If I was not deemed legendary the correct way, then, of course, I can't be a legend. But that does not mean that I'm not a legend in someone else's eyes and not have walked and slayed this category and made a name for myself. And that's
point
what
well
I have
made.
To say. And it...
That is definitely a point.
Well, like Shay, I think I do. I pull up what you said and how you said it and how you gave it. But like I said, everybody that was on the list and everybody for Baltimore, this is just a platform so you can all, you know, express your opinion. But it will be handled and it's going to be taken care of, because now they have a list. And boldly, David did something that now has made some noise. And now the noise is Baltimore's. Kudos to Baltimore's, because y'all making noise tonight.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but one other thing is that, to piggyback off of what you guys were saying about Baltimore, yes, there's a lot of underlying shade between a lot of people in Baltimore, and yes, it's like crabs in a barrel, because we live in the Chesapeake Bay, that basically they're all trying to fight to get to a position. But if Baltimore would actually reunite and give like what it's supposed to be, we could actually make a name for ourselves. And it is a lot of shade amongst everyone, and like not everyone, but a lot of girls in their own houses, because a lot of the times a lot of girls can't take each other, because of the simple fact they don't know who they are within themselves. And if you find out who you are within yourself and you love yourself for who you are, then we can actually make a name and storm these cities and take home trophies and, you know what I'm saying, and to actually better ourselves. And it's not about the ballroom scene. It's actually what you do outside the ballroom scene as well, to actually help bring your look together inside of the ballroom scene. And I think a lot of people that was on that list, you know, I feel as though they should be, you know, nominated, because they have made an impact, such as Monique and such as Brandy and such as, you know, Demetrius and a lot of people that was on there. They had walked these vaults and they had made a name for themselves, and a lot of people do respect them. And basically everyone is just, like I said, we should just come together as a city and as a house, and I can say as a house of icon, yes, a lot of us need to come back and reunite and do what we need to do, and to walk as a house and be a family, because it's all about being a family and loving each other. That's all I have to say, and I do love everyone, and I do respect everyone, and I think everyone, you know, basically, like makes a name for themselves, and I love all the girls, because all the girls are kind.
The girls are kind.
And that's all I have to say.
That is such a lie.
That's it.
And thank you. I thank you for giving me my 10 minutes of glory and fame. And I love you, Father James Icon. I love you, Downs. Dad, if he's on the phone, Tony, Rob Lawrence, I don't know if he's on here. I love you. Kisses. Sis, I love you, Down. Everybody, I love y'all. And just thank you for giving me my time to say something.
And okay, thank you, Shay. Thank you for coming on the show and giving your opinion so bravely and so well done.
Wasn't that a breath of fresh air?
Yeah, it was well said. Is there anybody else that's on the phone line that have something in light? I'm about to get up out of here. It's Money Friday.
Hello,
they got a party. Okay, who's up?
918-6.
excuse me, 918-699. You're live on the air.
Hi. My name is Kalisa. I was just calling because I'm in Atlanta. I was just calling reference on Father Tick-Tick, ex-Meza. Hello?
Yes,
hello. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about him. Like, I don't know his history or anything, but I just know that there's, like, he just be going around attacking the girls. Like, he was just in Chicago, and he attacked it, Maya Balenciaga.
Who?
And says,
that's a different, call back, the
so
next,
I'm,
next
don't
Monday.
Don't even go into it. We're not even talking about that, okay?
That's not the topic
okay,
for tonight.
443-839, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Daryl Illuminati.
Hi, Daryl. How are you? Welcome to the Baltimore show.
I just called to say hello.
Daryl, are you sure?
Positive.
Are you really, really sure?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you. So do you have an opinion of on something that you also was made a part of and you just listening?
I mean, I really, I felt good about David feeling that type of way about me. So, I mean, it's either here or there. I'm painting my own picture, and when my time comes, it comes. So,
hey, amen. I like that.
I'm not really making a big fuss about the issue because I do what I do, and everyone sees it. And when whoever feels as though they want to deem me legendary or if I ever get to the point to become an icon, it will happen. It's you know,
okay.
It's not
and everybody's song come. When everybody's song come, I can appreciate that.
At the end of the day, I still have a lot of work to do, and there's still a lot of legends that I need to send. So, you know, that's just.
That's right. That's it.
Legends. Get in. Yeah. I like you, Daryl. All right. Is there any more other callers on the line that have something to say like Daryl?
You don't have no more callers because I gotta make a stop before I go to the club.
Okay, so I'm Tamara. I want to thank you first of all for making it hot for your city and getting us up here.
Don't thank Tamara. Let everybody get their last one-on-ones. You got a whole bunch. You got James. You got Rodney.
Are they still here?
David on the line.
Y'all are all quiet.
Let all of them get their last one-on-one, they won, and
yes,
you're going to have to get one at a time.
Okay. Is Tony still there? Is Selvin still there?
So Tony and Selvin left.
Okay, Father, go ahead. You can let you can boom, 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 howl, and close out your last, giving your closing. That's what I'm asking you for. Father.
Father's going to.
Rodney, closing.
I guess Rodney don't want to
go. Rodney's going too. So like I said, Cal, David,
oh,
where are you?
Sorry.
David, I commend you. I thank you. I think it takes a lot to be one person to shake up the fucking building. And that's what you did. And whether everybody make it to the list or the people, if something will be done. You and Tamara, I just want to thank both of y'all. And Tamara, you definitely thank y'all both because it still allows these people to express their opinion and y'all can see where things are and where people's thoughts are. And now it makes other people stand up and pay attention to y'all. So do you have anything to say for your closing?
I do just want to say I hope that this conversation doesn't go in vain and that everybody can put their egos aside and Baltimore can come together because even though I'm originally from New York, I always claim it as my hometown. Baltimore is my new home, and I embrace my family. I love everybody here, and I'm going to ride with y'all at the state-to-state ball, whatever ball we go to do it. And I just want everybody to come together, put the egos aside, and let's really do it because at the end of the day, Baltimore is a force to be reckoned with, whether these bitches know it or not.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay. That was the legendary Tamara Revlon. David?
Well, I mean, after what Tamara said, and really too much for me to say. She already, yeah, I mean, she said it all in us. I mean,
okay.
I feel as though, like I said from the beginning, you know, I voiced my opinion. This is what I felt. And that was a whole big, like, thing. And the funny thing is that I don't really live for it because I feel as though people are making a kiki out of the Baltimore thing here.
Like we are here just trying to do our
and
own.
And that's
thing.
Why what you said I live for, because it's now not a kiki, I mean business. So I think it's not a kiki, and you know, be proud of yourself, because even though it may seem bad, it's gonna all turn out for the good. So it's all right. And everybody won't be able to have their chance to be deemed or to have their day on the floor.
Right.
Is there anybody else on this line?
Just want to say good night, everybody. This is Rodney. I was on mute.
Oh, where was you at? I called you. Where?
I was on mute. My phone was on mute.
Oh, okay, Rodney. Go ahead. You give your closing so these people, we can get out of here.
Oh, no, I was just going to say good night, and I'm on my way to Baltimore. I'll see y'all in a second.
Oh, all right. The A-list
you coming
Tuesday.
To A-List Tuesdays?
Yeah.
A-List Tuesday. All right. Okay, well, and Rodney?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rodney, you going to A-List Tuesday. This should be really, really cute. They got both Tuesdays here. Well, I guess I'll see you when I see you, then you're going to Baltimore. Who else is on the line, Kelly?
Yeah. Kelly, one more thing. All the legends to have their moments ready on Saturday for the ball.
Okay.
What's Saturday?
The D-up ball.
Oh, I'm trying to go.
I don't know yet. I may be in the building. But, okay, I got to go now, you guys. Like I said, thank you, David and Tamara. You know, y'all did your thing.
Well,
and hopefully
thank you,
this.
Thank you, Nicole, for making it happen.
And
really
thank you, Kelly, for
happen.
Being the CEO of the situation. But I'll
okay.
see all of us back here Monday for the recap show of the D-Up Boar. I am Mother Khan, and I'm out. God bless you all. Kelly, you can take it away.
I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house, Ms. Rahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Now, Kevin motherfucking Jay-Z, take us away. Well, who runs this motherfucker? Because actually, the female figures used to run the ballroom scene, and we're going to take it motherfucking back.
Ow.
Run the world. Jeffrey. Me. Oh, my God. Carbon copy that, bitch.